We thank Brother Fred for his prayer and each of you for praying as well for the one who is going to speak this morning. The title of the message is Guarding Our Heart. How important is our physical heart? The heart is a muscle that pumps blood throughout the blood vessels. Without the blood circulating throughout our body, obviously we would die. This makes our heart the center or the core of our physical life. Without it functioning properly, our life is at risk. The average adult human heart is about the size of a fist, weighing between or approximately 9 to 12 ounces. And a heart with a regular heartbeat of more than one beat every second will beat approximately 2.5 billion times in a 70-year lifespan. We know that our heart is of such importance that if it stops beating, we die. We don't have to do anything for our heart to work. It functions on its own. However, there are some things that we can do to protect or to guard our physical heart, to keep it healthy or to make it healthier. Things such as not smoking, avoiding alcohol, watching our diet, managing our weight, exercising, getting regular blood pressure screening and cholesterol checks, being aware of any family history of heart issues, managing stress levels, and knowing the early signs of a heart issue. These actions require choices. Choices to be made that are not always the most desirable or not always the most enjoyable, yet many people are willing to do so in order to protect one's heart, physical heart. Obviously, our physical heart is of utmost importance. Not too long ago, on a Friday evening, October 5th this year, at a South Carolina high school football game, Ronald Rouse, a 6'3", 320-pound defensive lineman, was preparing for the next play when he stood up and called a timeout, walked towards the sideline, and collapsed. Later, he died. It was determined that he suffered a sudden irregular heartbeat, brought on by having been born with an enlarged heart. The Hartsville district superintendent said, and I quote, "It's heartbreaking to lose a young man so full of promise," unquote. A heart issue kept this young man from reaching his 19th birthday. Raymond Lewis was the greatest high school basketball player to ever come out of California. He was drafted in 1973 by Philadelphia en route to play in the National Basketball League. Many people would have called him the greatest high school basketball player in the country. In fact, one famous coach of that time not only called him the best basketball player in the country or high school player, but he said it's the best basketball player I've ever seen. He had tremendous talent and ability. But Lewis is known as the greatest player to never play in the NBA because he too had a heart issue. A heart issue that affected his whole life. But his heart issue was not physical. But what Scripture would imply to be one's spiritual heart. You see, while after being drafted and playing in some scrimmage with the Philadelphia and playing against a man by the name of Doug Collins, who happened to be drafted ahead of him, he was so much better. He scored 50 points with Collins guarding him, and he realized, I'm so much better than him. I should have been drafted ahead of him, or I should be being paid more money. So thinking at him and his buddy's advice and so on, he decided to sit out a year. The next year he tried to come back, but he was involved in legal battles, sat out another year, never did play in the NBA. Because he had a heart issue that had resulted in a man full of pride with an untamed ego and just plain big on himself. Lewis had a spiritual heart issue. How important is our spiritual heart? Just as our physical heart is the center or the core of our physical lives, so our spiritual heart is the center or the core of our spiritual lives. The word heart throughout Scripture, including here in Proverbs 4:23, is used many times figuratively, and it refers to our whole inner being. The center of our mind, our emotions, and our will. Our spiritual heart involves everything that we think upon, everything that we feel, that we do, and everything that we desire. Jesus, in talking about what we should lay up or where we should lay our treasures up or where we should place our treasures in Matthew 6:21, he said, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Heart referring to our thoughts and our feelings. In Matthew 15:19, Jesus said, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies." And the heart there being the source of our thoughts and of our actions and of our words. Matthew 5:28, Jesus again saying, "But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Heart there, the source of our desires. And then in Matthew 12:34, Jesus again saying, "O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh," and the heart there being the source of our words. How important is our spiritual heart? It is the part of us that will affect who we are. It's the part of us that will affect who we are. No wonder God tells us in verse 23 of Proverbs 4 through Solomon, he says, to keep our heart with all diligence. In Proverbs 4, we're told there, and I didn't have the whole chapter read, but in the beginning, we're told to listen to the instruction of our Father. Then the importance of attaining wisdom and understanding. And in verse 14 and the verses that follow, we are instructed to avoid the way of sin and the way of the sinner. And then the contrast is given between the way of the just and the way of the wicked. And in verse 23, he says, "Keep thy heart." The word there, keep, means to protect or to guard. Guard your heart. Notice it's not a suggestion. He doesn't say it would be a really good idea if you would guard your heart. But it's a command. Keep your heart. Keep my heart. And then the next phrase says, with all diligence. This speaks of high priority. It's a high priority. With all diligence, guard your heart. Guard it at all costs. Why? The last part of the verse. For out of it are the issues of life, or the source, or the outgoings. In other words, who we are is a result of our spiritual heart. In other words, we are commanded to guard or protect our spiritual heart at all costs, above all else, because it affects how we speak, verse 24, Proverbs 4. How we use our eyes, verse 25. And how we act, the steps we take, our conduct, verses 26 and 27. It affects the person that we are, that we become. The question, I believe, how important is our spiritual heart, has been answered. Someone has said that, and I quote, "The things of greatest value deserve the greatest protection." Isn't that the way we are? If you don't care about something, you really don't care if anybody takes it. But if something has value, we tend to protect it or want to protect it. The things of greatest value deserve the greatest protection. So it leads us to another question this morning. How important is it to me, to you, to protect or guard our spiritual heart? There's a lot of importance placed on protecting our physical heart for good reason. A lot of attention, a lot of money, and a lot of time can be given to protect our physical heart. And I'm not saying that this is wrong, but in comparing our physical heart with our spiritual heart, which one's more important? It's not that we shouldn't protect our physical heart and care for it, but above that, above all else, we have to protect our spiritual heart. How much attention do we give to doing so? It's a lot of attention. A lot of money, a lot of time can be given to our physical bodies, making them attractive, having the right, put that in quotation marks, the right figure, making them look younger or maybe older. Goes both ways sometimes. How much attention do I give? Do you give to protecting my spiritual heart? There's a lot of attention given to a lot of things in our lives, isn't it? For you, it may be one thing. For me, it's something else. We give a lot of attention to things. But the question, again, it has very relevant. It's very relevant this morning, is how much attention do I give to protecting my spiritual heart? He says, above all else, keep it, guard it. It's the highest priority. It affects who we really are. Another reason that protecting, or the protecting of our spiritual hearts, needs to be the most important thing to us is that God knows our hearts. Now, that's not a new revelation to you. We know that. We understand that. But why is it that somehow we think that if nobody knows, it doesn't really matter what I'm thinking sometimes? When the truth is, God knows. God knows. He knows my heart. He knows my thoughts. Jesus told the Pharisees in Luke 16, 15, "Ye are they which justify yourselves before men." We think sometimes, as long as nobody else knows. But God knows. He said, "Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God." You see, it is possible. I've done it. I can't speak for you. It is possible to look good in front of others, to fool people who don't know my heart or your heart. But God knows. Psalm 139, speaking of how great and awesome our God is. Verse 2, "Thou knowest my downsitting, mine uprising. Thou understandest my fault afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but Thou, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. He knows our words. He knows our thoughts. He knows our thoughts before they become words or actions. And then in Psalm 44:21, he says, shall not God search us out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. But nobody else knows. What's a secret to everybody else? God knows my heart, the secrets. You see, we can make ourselves look good. We can make ourselves look right in front of others without our heart being right. But we can't make ourselves look good before God without our heart being right. Did you get the difference? It is possible to make ourselves look good, to look right in front of others without my heart being right. But I can't make myself look good before God without my heart being right. Therefore, the importance of guarding it. How much importance do I place on guarding my spiritual heart? Is it above all else? It leads us to another question. If it's so important, and I hear it, I say it, we need to guard our heart. We need to guard our hearts. We need to guard our hearts. Then how do we do it? How do we guard our hearts? How do we protect them? I'd like to give us five suggestions and five things I believe that are necessary. You may have some more, but they're a good basis. One of them is beware of what we take into our minds. Proverbs 23:7, in referring there to a person who doesn't mean what they say, perhaps a stingy person or a miser or a greedy person. But it says, in referring to that person, it says this: for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. It's interesting, if you look at that word thinketh, that in the Hebrew, it means to split or open, to act as a gatekeeper. To act as a gatekeeper. In other words, what a person allows in or opens the gate of their heart to is what a person will become, or it affects the things that come out. That's what he's saying. If we are going to guard our hearts, we must be careful what we think about. I'm not saying what pops into our mind, things that come into our mind that we can't help, but what we think upon and dwell upon in our minds, if we are going to guard our hearts. We must be careful what we take in by way of our ears and our eyes. It goes into our minds. Sometimes, if we're not careful, images that are hard to ever replace or get rid of. I can testify from years ago when I was younger, an image in my mind should have never got there. It's not totally gone. It comes back at times. It's there. We have to be careful what we take in by ways of our eyes and our ears. See, we need to not also keep the bad out, but also put the good in. Back to Proverbs 4, I intentionally skipped over some verses before verse 23. Where Solomon in verse 20 said, my son, attend to my words, or take heed. Take heed to what I just said and what I'm going to say. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. In other words, take heed to the fact that you ought to listen to your father's instructions. You ought to get wisdom. It's important. And understanding. Avoid the way of the wicked. Avoid the way of the sinner. Take heed. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them where? In the midst of your heart. You think that's there by accident? There's a purpose for that there, to keep them there in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. And then he says, keep or guard your heart. Guarding our heart involves taking into our minds what gives life, not what takes away or destroys, and what is wholesome and healthy. That's what Solomon was saying. Take it and put it in your heart. For it's life, it's health. Because out of your heart is where is like the wellspring of your life. That's where your outgoings come from. You need something in there that's life and that's healthy. Beware of what we take into our minds. Secondly, we need to choose to believe the truth, God's word. Now, obviously, part of the right things that we need to take into our minds, our heart, is God's word. And doing so, we must choose to believe it. And there's one thing with taking it in, but then there's another thing is choosing to believe it. We have all the head knowledge in the world of Scripture, but if we don't believe any of it, it doesn't do a whole lot of good. I know Brother Ken told about a debater, an atheist that he heard. He had the great head knowledge of the Scripture. He didn't believe it. Didn't do him much good, did it? We need to choose to believe. If we're struggling with doubts about God, His Word, we may be opening the gate that leaves our heart unprotected. James 1:8 is in the context of one who wavers in what he believes. It says a double-minded, one who goes from one thing to the other, back to the other, vacillates back and forth. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And then James 4:8 gives the cure for that. He says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Making it clear that being double-minded leaves a heart unprotected. Allows our hearts to get dirty. One man said this concerning doubts. He said, I spent a long time trying to come to grips with my doubts. And suddenly I realized that I had better come to grips with what I believe. Now you think about that. I thought that's pretty good. We spend a lot of time sometimes coming to grip with our doubts, but we better come to grip with what we believe. I have since moved from the agony of questions that I cannot answer to the reality of answers that I cannot escape, and it's a great relief. I think that's pretty good. We need to choose to believe the truth and focus on it, putting aside the questions I cannot answer. But focusing what I know I cannot escape to be true. Thirdly, in guarding our hearts, we need to be careful that our emotions are based on truth. Some people aren't very emotional. Depends on your makeup. I tend to be an emotional person. Like to hug, in the right context and so on. Cry easily, like to laugh. Some people don't. Difference in makeup. We need to be careful that our emotions are based on the truth. See, our emotions are affected by our minds, so we need to filter our emotions through the truth of God's word. We cannot allow our emotions or our feelings to be our primary guide and not filter them through the truth of God's word. Because if we do, it will put us in danger of having our heart unprotected. Because it's based on emotions and feelings that may not be accurate with the truth. To protect our hearts, we need to beware of what we take into our minds. Choose to believe the truth, God's word. Be careful that our emotions are based on the truth. Fourth, we need to choose to avoid dangerous situations. When we can. There are times that we get placed in a situation that we can't help it. Depends what happens. It's all of a sudden upon us. For instance, Joseph. But when we can, we need to choose ahead of time to avoid situations, places, people, or things that may endanger the protection of my heart. And you know what they are pretty well, probably for you. And I have a pretty good idea what they are for me. Adam Everett is a professional baseball player, and he told Sports Spectrum that as a Christian, here's what he said. He said he works hard to maintain his moral integrity during road trips. He said the temptations are there. But if you don't put yourself into these situations, it's not going to be a problem. When I'm on the road, I like to stay in my room and order room service. Or go out with some of the Christian guys. But I never go out to go out. I don't enjoy it. I love my wife. And I take my marriage very personally into heart. Whenever you commit to those vows, they're for life. That's a Major League Baseball player. That's not a conservative brother who saw the significance of guarding his heart. Choose to avoid dangerous situations. Fifthly, pray for discernment for God's peace. That I mean to pray for his help. Watch and pray. A lot of the things we mentioned are the watching. Or we could classify as the watching. Here's the praying. Pray for God's help to help me choose what will bring God's peace. Will I have God's peace by choosing this? Or by doing this? By saying this? By thinking this? And then Philippians 4, 6. Be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. What's it going to do? Keep or protect our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The ultimate protection, the peace of God. How important is our spiritual heart? It affects who we are, who we become. God knows all about it. Knows all about mine. Knows all about yours. How important to you, to me, is the guarding of it? Is our mindset, or it needs to be, I should say, the same as Scripture, above all else, at all costs, more than anything, I need to guard my spiritual heart. Physical heart issues are serious. And as in the case of Ronald Rouse, can be tragic. Young man that never even reached 19. Spiritual heart issues are even more serious and can reach into eternity. Bringing eternal results. How important is it to you, to me? You know, if we feel something's happening with our, we're not probably going to wait too long. Several years back, I had some unusual things going on in here and wondered if it could be my heart. It wasn't. It was that reflux stuff. We don't usually waste too much time if we think something's going on with our heart, physically. How slow are we to react to protecting something that has more value, has more implications? Protecting of our spiritual heart. Songwriter wrote these words, and they put it in a nutshell. I can relate to these words. I think you can too. He said, so many distractions calling us away. So many temptations are leading us astray. And our affections are so subtly drawn to what will suddenly leave us cold and utterly alone, far from home. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Lock the door and hide the key from the enemy. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. God saved you. He saved me and He set us apart. So, believer, don't forget whose we are. Right? Guard your heart. Don't think for a moment. When I say you here, I'm talking to me as much as you. Don't think for a moment that you can play the game. Get close to the fire and you're gonna feel the flame. So get as far away as you can get from all the things that bring regret. Take hold of Christ and never let Him go. Don't let go. Guard your heart. Like a soldier in a battle for his life, run from the wrong and run to the right. No one's invincible. There's not a person sitting here that's invincible this morning. You got to watch and pray every hour. We can't slack. Can't be slackers every hour. Watch and pray every hour of every day. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Help me. Help me, God, to do that.